I know it can be stressful wondering about prenatals and whether or not they have all the right ingredients. Well, Ritual takes all the guesswork out of prenatals. Their essential prenatal builds key nutrient levels to support a healthy pregnancy. It includes methylated folate and nature identical choline to support baby's neural tube development. There's omega-3 DHA for brain and early vision development support. And there's vitamin D to support fetal bone health. And as someone who looks at research, I love that Ritual's Essential Prenatal is backed by science. I also love that all lots are third-party tested for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You deserve to know exactly what you're putting into your body, especially when it comes to prenatal multivitamins. And with Ritual's dedication to traceable science and sourcing, you always will. See for yourself with 25% off your first month at ritual.com/Dr. Nicole. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Dr. Nicole for 25% off. In this short episode, I am answering a listener's question about CMV, which is cytomegalovirus. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board-certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you have been here before, I'm so glad you are spending some time with me today. In this short episode, I am answering a listener's question about CMV, which is cytomegalovirus. This is a question from Lauren that was sent to me via Instagram DM. If you have a question that you want me to answer in a short episode, then you can also shoot it to me on Instagram. I am on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. Now, as for CMV, you're going to learn what is CMV, and I'm going to just say CMV throughout the rest of the episode instead of cytomegalovirus because that's pretty long. So you're going to learn what is CMV, how it's transmitted, how it can impact pregnancy, how it's diagnosed, and then how it can be prevented or treated. So CMV is a common virus that can potentially have significant implications during pregnancy. It belongs to the herpes virus family. That's actually a huge family of viruses and is pretty widespread. Many people are infected with CMV at some point in their lives, most often without knowing it, because it typically causes either mild symptoms or no symptoms at all in people who are healthy. So, how is CMV transmitted? Well, it is transmitted through close contact with bodily fluids from an infected person. So, you can get it from contact with saliva. It can be spread through kissing, especially when in contact with the saliva of young children who are common carriers of CMV. You can get it from changing diapers or touching objects that are contaminated with the urine of an infected person. You can get it through a blood transfusion or contact with infected blood. An infected mother can also transmit CMV to her baby through breastfeeding. CMV is also present in semen and vaginal fluids, so it can be transmitted during sexual intercourse with an infected person. It can be transmitted through organ transplants from an infected donor, especially if the recipient has a weakened immune system. It can less commonly be transmitted by touching a contaminated surface and then touching the mouth, nose, or eyes. It does survive for a short period on surfaces. And then, of course, it can happen with mother-to-child transmission. That's called vertical transmission, both during pregnancy and at birth. During pregnancy, a pregnant woman who is infected with CMV can pass the virus to her baby through the placenta. And at birth, the virus can be transmitted to the baby during the birth process through contact with mom's vaginal secretions. So what exactly happens with CMV during pregnancy? Well, there are two types of infection. One is a primary infection and one is a reactivation. So if a woman contracts CMV for the first time during pregnancy, this is called a primary infection. And this one is of more concern because there's a higher risk of the virus being transmitted to the baby if it's a primary infection. Reactivation is when a woman who's already had CMV before experiences a reactivation of the virus during pregnancy. There is a risk of transmitting CMV to the fetus in those cases, but it is lower compared to a primary infection. Now, as far as the risk to the baby of CMV, when a baby is infected with CMV, it's known as congenital CMV. It's one of the most common congenital infections, actually, affecting about 1 in 200 babies. Now, approximately 90% of newborns with congenital CMV are asymptomatic. Only 10% will have symptoms. But both symptomatic and asymptomatic infected newborns are at risk for potential adverse outcomes. Symptomatic newborns are at a higher risk. Now, some of the issues that can develop surrounding congenital CMV are hearing loss. In fact, hearing loss is the most common issue that develops. It occurs in 30 to 50% of symptomatic infants with CMV and about 25% of asymptomatic infants. Congenital CMV can also cause vision problems, intellectual disabilities, microcephaly, which is a small head size, seizures, and then potentially liver, spleen, and lung issues. So how exactly do we diagnose CMV? It might be suspected in pregnancy under the following circumstances. One is if you are pregnant and you have flu-like symptoms. So although most women, many women with CMV have no symptoms, some may experience mild flu-like symptoms, and that may be fever or sore throat or fatigue, swollen glands, muscle aches. So if you have these symptoms during pregnancy, and especially if they persist, then CMV is certainly a consideration. My girls are 14 and 16, and back in the day when they were born, it was not easy to share photos and videos with loved ones. But now you have a fantastic option available, the Family Album app. The Family Album app was created in 2015 and has operated over the long term to give parents a secure and easy way to share photos and videos with loved ones. It's a totally secure personal haven for your family's memories. I love that it's private with no unwanted eyes. Now let me share some of the great features that make Family Album a go-to app. First off, the app automatically sorts photos and videos by month, allowing you to swipe back in time and see how your child has grown. No more scrolling through endless feeds or searching through folders. Another cool feature of the Family Album app that I love is that you can order 11 free photo prints every month to be delivered to your home starting in August. It's really nice to have some tangible pictures to hold onto or share to document each month of your baby's life. Plus, the Family Album app has unlimited storage and it is totally free. Yes, you heard that right. No more worrying about running out of space when you're just trying to relive those heartwarming moments. So if you're still trying to use other messaging apps for your kids' photos, it is time to level up your family photo game with a free photo sharing app. Head over to the App Store today, search Family Album, it's all one word, download the app, and start creating a legacy of love one photo at a time. Another area where we may suspect CMV in pregnancy is if an ultrasound detects unusual findings. And these unusual findings may be fetal growth restriction, where the baby is not growing as well as we anticipate, microcephaly, which is a small head size, enlarged organs, particularly enlargement in the liver or the spleen. If there are abnormal fluid accumulations in the body, that's something called hydrops fetalis, and there can be abnormal fluid accumulations around the organs, around the skin. If there is ventriculomegaly seen on ultrasound, which is enlargement of the fluid-filled spaces in the brain that can be associated with CMV. Also, intracranial calcifications. Ooh, that was a lot. Intracranial calcifications, which are abnormal calcium deposits in the baby's brain. They could also indicate a possible CMV infection. And then finally, if there are changes in the placenta, such as thickening, that can also potentially raise suspicion of an infection with CMV. Now, the other way that we may suspect there's infection with CMV during pregnancy is if there's a known exposure. So if a pregnant woman has been in close contact with young children, particularly those in daycare settings, or with someone known to have CMV, then her risk of contracting CMV may be a bit higher, all right? Also, if a woman has recurrent or prolonged, especially viral symptoms during pregnancy, especially if it is known that she's had exposure to CMV, then testing might be warranted. Now, speaking of testing, the way that CMV is diagnosed is we can do blood tests, and that will give us a clue as to whether or not it is a new infection or an old infection, depending on the type of blood test results we get. We test for something called antibodies, and particularly IgM and IgG antibodies. A positive CMV IgM antibody test is going to indicate a more recent or current infection because IgM antibodies are typically produced early in an infection. A positive CMV IgG antibody test is going to indicate past exposure to CMV. To definitively confirm whether or not it's CMV, an amniocentesis can be done to sample the amniotic fluid. The fluid will be tested for CMV DNA, and that is highly sensitive to detecting the virus in the amniotic fluid. And then as for diagnosing CMV after birth, CMV can be diagnosed through urine, saliva, or blood test in the baby. So how do we prevent CMV or manage CMV when CMV is suspected? So as far as prevention, really the best thing we can do is practice good hygiene. That's going to be frequent hand washing, especially after contact with young children, as they are often carriers of the virus. We generally do not do routine screening for CMV during pregnancy. That's not commonly done. It might be recommended in really high-risk cases, but it's not routinely done. And then as far as treatment during pregnancy, we really don't have anything to offer except following the baby's growth by doing serial ultrasounds to see how the baby is growing and developing. After birth, there are some antiviral medications that may be used to manage CMV in newborns if they have severe symptoms, but we don't use those medications during pregnancy. I've never prescribed those medications at all. And then just a word about my experience with CMV and pregnancy over my 20 years of practice. Although it is common based on the data, happens in 1 in 200 pregnancies, I personally have not seen it a lot. I've seen it suspected based on ultrasound findings, but not confirmed. So I don't want you to think that the risk is incredibly high of having like serious problems or complications from CMV. I don't think that that is the case, but it is something that you need to be aware of and something that we need to keep an eye out for because it is a possibility that it could happen. Okay, so there you have it. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you are listening to me right now, because the only way you're going to know about these short episodes is to subscribe to the podcast. I don't share them on social media or email or anything like that. Also, I would love it if you leave a review of the podcast in Apple Podcast. I love to hear what you think about the show, and it also helps other women to find the show, helps the show to grow. And if you have a question that you want me to answer on an upcoming episode, shoot me a DM on Instagram. I am on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. So that is it for this episode. Do come on back next week and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.